Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Tell even your sworn enemies about this. This show is about a message we are bringing to the people. This planet is filthy, and we need to clean it up. Stopping pollution, but also throwing out so many people out in the cold. You are listening to Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It's 7:30 on the dot. Here, please, get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, personally, this show is brought to you by Organic OK. And there's somebody else who's traveling the world making her music and whatnot. Her, you shall hear about. Her name is Maya Harrison. Check her out. Please, do just that, right? Okay. Organic, are you there? Co-host Organic, okay, are you there?
He's doing this again. All right.
Anywho, you're just joining us. That's the beginning.
I was born and raised in McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses have a right of way. McKinleyville, California. It's an area of California. We have everything there, everything you possibly want. I coasted my way through life, and I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. It's true. But the truth of the matter is that I personally could not. I mean, think of ways to get by. I wanted to get a job, but really, now here's the thing. Everybody wanted to stay in McKinleyville, so there was a lot of vacancy and there weren't a lot of jobs available. The people that left because they had to. One, I had a horrible falling out with my parents. We were at odds with each other, and they just told me to get out. I did. I left with just the clothes on my back and my backpack, which wasn't even half full, and I went out into the forest, whatever. We have beautiful forests in McKinleyville. I happened to pass by making the likes of some people who were basically going around traveling. They looked homeless. They were doing camping stuff and whatever. True that. Anywho, I basically talked to them. One of the guys' name was Organic OK. He was doing this whole thing, this whole campaign to go around the world picking up garbage, picking up waste. He did that. He did all that. And the truth is,
he invited me to join him. I couldn't believe this. I had just basically left my home site. I was a vagrant, a vagabond, as I prefer to call him. I prefer that term, vagabond. I was a vagabond.
That's a term like bum. See, bum implies that you're not doing nothing. Wino is somebody who drinks a lot of cheap fortified wine. I was a vagabond.
And now I was falling into this condition where this guy, I was in with a real sense of purpose. I always wanted to do something that someone might call heroic, something of importance, living with a real sense of virtue.
So basically he took me in. And we went all over. No, I traveled with him. He went to pick garbage up off the street and try to help the people get off the street, try to help the homeless, study them, understand them, all that. We've been doing that for a while.
Where are we headed tonight?
It was
Miami, Florida. We've been to Miami already. Last time I went there, there was this problem where there was all these toilets backing up that were overflowing, expelling waste and water, and the vagrants who basically needed to use those public bathrooms, and we've been trying to live in them, couldn't stay in there no more because of all the feces and whatever. It wants to be around that and whatever. Now, I feel by now they probably would have dealt with this problem. They probably would have. But then again, this homeless problem has been going on for a while, and they haven't been dealing with that. Maybe they didn't.
truth was, I was without means. I was without means. As I basically went over there, I stayed with organic. I thought, I'm just something special. I'm just whatever. And this time, all those overflowing toilets weren't a problem. But I noticed a lot, but once again, we were back and the homeless problem was worse. Now, one thing I've noticed in my area of expertise is that every single moment we're talking, even as we speak, even as I'm talking, right now, I'm telling you, getting worse. Everywhere. And thankfully, you know, there should be more, but maybe the homeless should gravitate to warmer climates like this. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad to be homeless out here, you know. A lot of beach bums, a lot of surfers who basically boogie boarded, surfed, whatever, and they didn't have a place to stay. They slept on the beach in tents and whatnot. And we're getting chased off, getting jailed for it. I was the guy who was thinking, dude, you want to make sure a lot less people slept on, you want to make sure that basically a lot slept on the streets, did all that man. You want to make sure that ends. You want to stop. You want to stop the problem of people falling on the street in the first place. And people are basically, everybody is basically winding up without home or job. You know, things are getting worse. I'm going to fix this problem already. When? I knew the answer was never. No, I can't. I'm becoming cynical, you know? Once organic said, dude, look, just help pick up the garbage, help the people out, whatever, and all that. Now, we have been doing a lot of stuff on the streets. Once again, I was trying to push the whole idea of the housing pod. Now, look, this was an idea that this makeshift shack, this place to live and whatever, this was created first in L.A., but they made it illegal. I thought maybe it might – I was trying to push that wherever we went. And then there was this woman who was trying to beautify the homeless. She was trying to go around there and cut their whiskers and nails and brush their teeth for them and maybe shower them a little bit more. I want to get all that going. I want to get all that going. Miami, Florida. Wow. Once again, at first I started just picking up trash. If I pick up enough of it, it'll take me seriously. You know, I was really messed up. At one point, I was picking up garbage along the street, and then somebody basically, from a passing car, threw garbage in my general direction. I think they were trying to hit me. I was like driving off laughing. It really is something. You know, when you basically pick up garbage, you tend to take personal offense to the kind of people who basically pick up trash. I'm getting lost here. All right, now, true story. When you pick up trash, when you're the one picking up the trash, picking up after everybody, you resent the people throwing it. Some of them might think if they didn't do this, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have a sense of purpose. I would organically ask me to do if they want people throwing trash. Truth of the matter is that this was a You could be using more of these resources to help shelter homeless people more if you weren't picking up after everybody else. Instead, the worst neighborhood you go into, the more the litter problem is really just the worst. But Miami, this is a sparkling place, whatever. But once again, I thought about basically ways to try to basically introduce the housing pod. I tried to get somebody to go around there. Maybe, you know, beautifying, giving a makeover to the homeless. It's not even a makeover. It's just a way to make sure that their nails and teeth and their facial hair and leg hair and women is just cut and dealt with for sanitary reasons. We should do something like that. We should make it. Things like this would be beneficial. All I could think about, all I could imagine was not homeless people, it's Fallout. I'm talking
in about like perfect heat.
I didn't really know what to do. I just picked up garbage, and then I came across somebody. I'm not talking so much about my problems. I'm running railing, but, you know, it really is an ordeal. Helping the homeless, there's a problem. There is something. When you have to do something, if you don't have any money, don't have that thing for money, you know, it's especially the less money you have, the harder it is to help people. And there's a whole bunch of people, everyone thought, they're thrown on the streets for a reason. They're like obsolete equipment. We can't use them. Get rid of them. Phase them out. But all I could think about was how much I wanted to help. I thought maybe they said I saw some people with tents. Once again, I thought the same thought. The sea is out here. Houseboats, housing pods, cars, RVs, trailers, whatever. Get these people sheltered somehow, and they will continue to be helpful to humanity. Somebody actually told me we've already got people who will be helpful to humanity. I personally... Then I happened to come across somebody. I came across on the beach in Cuba. And were a homeless family. They had basically just come here by way of the ocean to America. Now, there are a lot of Cubans in Miami. With a lot of old things. They flock there because it's warm, because it's pollution-free, because there are a lot of communities that help about the elderly and what, And also, from Cuba, you go west, you're going to run into Florida, into America. I went to go talk to them. What to tell them? What to do? I basically sat down there and just asked them, told me to tell their story. And they told me. They came from a country where basically a man who basically had been president since the 50s was still president, was still ruling and presiding over everybody. It was horrible there. And wanted to get away. They basically came here. And even I tried to tell them, things are bad here. You don't really want to. They told me, you haven't seen where we're from. That's why basically a lot of families come, people come to America. Because you know what? It could be worse. Some Americans are jumping ship trying to go up north to Canada or east to England. True. It's a thing. Everybody's trying to get out of where they are. I basically tried to talk with the Cuban family. Even from their first language, they tried to explain that basically they just want to stay here. They'd be glad to basically live on these beaches and whatnot and sleep here. I tried to tell them, yeah, they don't like that. They're chasing off people who basically camp out on the beach. They're always trying to make sure that somehow they're making money for you. And if they're not, you're gone. The truth is, 15 minutes after the hour here, it's 7:45 actually here on the program. Katrina from the microphone. Please call in. Get involved. We're at 1-709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, once again, I wanted to help them. But even I didn't understand how. I really didn't know how. I was without means. I basically thought, okay, you know what? Here's the plan. Take off the garbage. You know what? Maybe we can basically have enough resources left over to build houses and homes and whatever. Why call it a new program, making sure everybody is somehow sheltered, everybody is somehow taken care of.
It can be done. There are means. I went back to organic. I told them about the Cuban families. Yeah, a lot of people are still trying to kick out a lot of people. We've got to help these people. We've got to help them hard. We've got to do something. The question is what? What?
What to do, 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 what to do.
Yep. Let's try to incorporate everything, okay? Try to get them tents and whatnot. We'll try to get them shelter somehow. Try to make them over.
And we'll also try to basically get, make sure, get these basically Cuban guys some legal, you know, citizenship.
I tried telling the Cuban family that. Even they were afraid to let anybody know they were there. It was easy for them to just try to blend in as somebody else who doesn't have any papers that was thrown on the street.
Dang.
Truth is, I don't know. I basically try to sit around and talk to them and ask them what their plans were. They said they just wanted to be here. They'll beg for money like everybody else. Customers and whatever. They'll basically beg and plead. It's crazy when you see somebody panhandling. The true story, I once basically saw somebody panhandling. She was basically a well-made-up girl. She was very pretty. She was very well-dressed. And she was panhandling because she wanted money to have her hair and nails done, money for makeup. And she had a place to stay. She was just basically, making a round. She was, I couldn't believe this. At a time when people are penniless become a thing, not everyone doing it is homeless. What to do? What to do? I basically tried to stay with the family as long as I could. Well, no, I basically wanted to try to get them dinner. A fast food meal in a minute. It probably tastes, honestly, fast food tastes like ambrosia to them. They'd be so happy, like food, and they'd be so happy to be here.
True story.
I happened to come back to the spot, and I saw some cop questioning them.
The one thing I've noticed, this is a fact: the police hate homeless people
more than any citizen. Because you can't even say, I pay yourself salary, because they don't. They're not getting any money from you, and because of that, they hate you. They hate the fact that they're not getting any money from you. If you had any money, you'd be trying to use it to get yourself by and whatever. I saw them questioning them. I wanted to go over there and say to them, really, what could I do? What could I basically say to a bunch of cops right now who are interrogating these homeless people? What could I say? They're with me?
How much have I vouched for them, then I'm responsible.
I don't want to get in the middle of this. I didn't have any means to get by either. Truth was, I basically went back and talked to Organic, and he said, dude, it's okay. Tried to help him.
didn't work. I tried to help. It just didn't work. We tried. And with a friend, you did help. You reached out.
True. I tried to get them speaking very simple English, but we thought we were all buddies. I really was going to get them a meal and all that. And I thought about how do we basically help the collective homeless out here in Miami. Once again, I don't know how to tell you this, but back to the greenhouse effect, there were a lot of hurricanes and typhoons and monsoons and tsunamis in these warmer parts of the world where the weather was really warm, was tearing down their homes and whatnot. It was a real thing. Even a lot of people without means. Insurance wasn't looking to cover them. Truth was, something needed to be done. Something. I liked that we were doing it, but I wasn't doing it as much as I should have been. I thought, okay. Maybe if I can basically just... I ran into a basically old couple in Miami. Social Security was not there for it. There were cats on the street. I sat down and spent a lot of the night just talking to them, just asking to hear their story. And they told me this story. They came over here thinking things would help and beneficial for them, and they weren't. They told me about how everything was just wasn't fair. They told me about how they didn't have much time left, but you know what? They wanted to basically sit back and sort of engulf in this whole basic, you know, sort of experience about just the experience of being homeless. They didn't have much time left. They were going to experience whatever on the streets. They didn't have long to go. They would be dead soon. They had to know what it felt like, what it tasted like, what it was like. Welcome the whole experience. I asked them, do you really want to partake in this? They said, what else is there for us? Where else would we go? I thought about them. Even I was listening to them, I kept thinking about my Cuban friends. What happened to them? What? Even Organic told me not to get too emotionally invested. Do you understand? There's something about basically getting too close to all these people. They're on the street. They're kind of doomed. It's just like trying to care about when you're looking at too many of the puppies at the city pound. They're going to put these dogs down, you know. You know that, don't you? Don't get too attached. I wish we could have done more. I wish there was some program that could basically just take in all the homeless and whatever and help them get by. I wish. I remember thinking, these elderly people, they don't have that much time left. Couldn't you just, I don't know, could you just take them in for a little while? They'll be dead soon. They're going to last long. Let them basically just let them quietly expire in comfort. I understood, honestly, why many immigrants were such a problem. Things are bad here. I mean, I know there are even other places where they're even worse. But the simple sad scientific fact is, coming all together, it's going to make this worse, too. I don't know. I basically went back to organic, and I said, Miami, it's so hard out here, isn't it? Apparently, when you have the money. The truth is, I just didn't know what to do. I still don't. I wanted to help more. So right before we were about to leave, I basically went to the Miami homeless shelter. And I asked if, honestly, how much more space they had. Not for myself, but for the people I know. Another thing I did was I tried to ask what are laws that would allow somebody to live in their car. They had to sleep there, live there, whatever. Would that be okay? I asked if basically someone could live in their tent on the beach in good old McKinneyville. Wouldn't that be sweet? You've been listening to Tune In from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. Tune in tomorrow for our next episode. Really. It's going to be a good one. It will. Check out the next installment, where we were next and what we decided to plan to do. All right. I want to thank everybody who may hear this at some point. You can get all our shows online. And I really have animosity to Organic OK for once again being absent for this. I understand this is supposed to be a team effort. No one voice is enough. Radio works best when it is a collaborative team effort, when there's a variety of voices on the show. Thank you all for listening. Get behind the cause. Pick up litter and help the homeless. Get them off the street. Thank you. And good night.